This music is played by Sarah Ramson, an 11-year-old founding member of Chess Girls DC. Welcome to the Chess Girls DC podcast. Chess Girls DC is a nonprofit that aims to build the confidence of girls using chess as a tool. While we devote most of our time to providing a space for all girls to play chess, from hosting chess classes to chess tournaments to chess set giveaways and more, we wanted to start this podcast to bring in inspiring guest speakers from all walks of life to explore how great leaders have the same attributes as chess players, and the skills gained from playing and practicing chess are instrumental not only in becoming a better player, but in lifelong endeavors beyond the game. We talk to inspirational female leaders, entrepreneurs, and mentors in our community, and hear their stories, the challenges they faced and overcome, and their words of wisdom. I'm Fiona Lam, and welcome to our first episode. We wanted to start by having a conversation with our founding member of Chess Girls DC, Sarah Ramson. Sarah's only 11 years old, but she's already quite accomplished. She's the 2019 K-5 DC champion and the 2019 10-year-old champion at the All-Girls Mid-Atlantic Regionals in DC. Outside of chess, she's multi-talented. She plays the harp, golf, does ballet, and much more. And she's a math whiz. Sarah, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So Sarah, how old were you when you started playing chess, and how did you get introduced to the game?
I was 3 years old when I started playing chess, and my mom and dad introduced me to the game.
What hooked you to the game? Did you love it from day one, or was there a particular moment when you realized, I really like this, and I want to keep playing?
My parents found this app called Dinosaur Chess, and I really liked it a lot, and I used to stay up late with my dad playing dinosaur chess, and I had a lot of fun with it.
So fast forward just a couple of years, because you got good really fast. Today you're a chess champion. You're the 2019 K-5 DC champion and the 2019 10-year-old champion at the All-Girls Mid-Atlantic Regionals in DC. You've placed at national chess tournaments too. It's not an easy feat. Tell us about one of those tournaments. What challenges did you face during the tournament, and how did you persevere to come out top?
So at the 2019 All-Girls Mid-Atlantic Regional Tournament, as usual, first game, I was very nervous. I ended up coming out on top. And the next round was sort of the same. Then the third round, I was paired against a girl who I wasn't the victor to in the nationals in Florida. And at that time, she was like 500 rated, but she was like, she didn't play like she was 500 rated. And so I was very nervous when I was playing against her because I was like, am I going to come out on top on this game? And so I ended up winning, and that was like a huge relief. And then the very last game, I was tied with a girl from a school named McNair Elementary School, and they have like one of the best teams. And so I was playing a girl from McNair, and I actually won, and I was very happy because I had been wanting to do that. And their chess coach used to be my chess coach, and so he was there, and so he was like, oh my gosh, you won all four of your games, because I have not won it. Besides that, I hadn't won a tournament in like years, like undefeated, and I was really happy that day.
When you're really nervous, is there a strategy you use to stay calm? I know I used to get super nervous before my chess tournaments, especially when like I started doing well and I felt like I could maybe win this. I would get so nervous. Is there a strategy you use to stay calm?
I try to breathe. I very much try, but a lot of times I stay nervous throughout the whole game, and then after the game, I'm just like, breathing hard, because I'm like, oh my gosh, either I came out on top or I came out on the bottom. But you have to go through it because it's natural. You can't win all of your games. And so I think that's also reassuring that it's not the end of the world if you lose this game. And really losing is not really losing. It's not being the victor, because when you lose, you learn.
So you've played in national tournaments too, and national tournaments are quite long. They can be something like 7 rounds, each round is several hours. And you know, after a whole day of chess, I'm exhausted.
Very.
You're constantly evaluating all the many possibilities in the game and coming up with strategies. And it's really all up to you when you're playing the game. So how do you build the mental and physical stamina to play well in these tournaments?
I get a lot of sleep. I eat food, of course, to feed my brain. I eat healthy food. And yeah, I just get a lot of sleep and eat food, nutritious food, so that I'm energized. And I try to relax.
Do you find that it's different playing in local tournaments versus in nationals? Do you find you have to adapt differently to different tournament formats or playing styles in national tournaments?
Not exactly different tournament formats, but a lot of times I notice with the openings, they try a bunch of different openings. Like when you're used to playing against E4, E5, they'll play D4, or they'll play the Queen's Gambit, or they'll play Sicilian. And sometimes you're just like not prepared and you just have to just play move by move and see what happens.
From your experience, what do you think are the key attributes of a good chess player?
Focus and confidence. Focus and confidence are the main things you need.
Totally agree. So you're playing chess competitively, but at the same time, you're doing something extraordinary. You're only 11, but you're a founding member of Chess Girls DC. Tell me about how Chess Girls DC began.
When we used to go to our local chess club at the library, there would be all these girls at the library who just walked by the chess class, and they wouldn't be interested whatsoever, and I was the only girl in the class. And so my mom started bringing pink chess boards and sometimes cupcakes, and girls started coming, and girls started playing chess, and then my mom and dad were like, well, we should start our own chess class. And so they started a girls' chess class, and all these girls from the library started just coming, and then the word spread, and then now we have girls coming to our chess class.
Today, you're the leader of the chess club, which is incredible. I mean, I never thought I could do something like this when I was 11. You're so mature, you're so confident. How has chess helped you build confidence and be the leader you are at such a young age?
Chess has helped me because I love how you have to think ahead. You have to think ahead a lot. And so that's really fun for me because you have to calculate all these different moves. And then chess helps me to lead the chess class because I can share my different experiences and we can talk about it. And I travel a lot and I study a lot. And sometimes I get nervous, but I can share my experiences and help the other girls. And I know what it's like to be intimidated.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about this community you've built of chess players and friends supporting each other. As you touched on, girls, a lot of times, especially when it comes to a game like chess that's traditionally male-dominated, girls can be less confident about themselves and their ability to do well. How do you encourage other girls to play chess and build their confidence?
I tell them about my experiences, and we talk about stuff. We talk about chess, and we talk about experiences and different experiences that we've had. And Chess Girls DC is about friends playing with friends to play chess, and it's so much fun, especially when you're playing with girls.
You recently hosted a chess empowerment weekend for girls, and over 70 girls attended. What was it like to host so many girls to play chess?
It was really fun because I got to speak with a lot of girls, and I got to encourage them and say, even though we're not over the board, we can still do this. Chess is still fun. We should keep playing chess. Let's do this.
So you do lots for the girls' chess community, but also for the broader chess community, for girls and boys alike. In COVID and before that, you've given out free chess boards as well as free chess lessons in underrepresented parts of DC to encourage people to play chess. Tell me a bit about the chess set giveaways. How did you spread the word and get people to come over? And what were their reactions when you gave them the gifts?
We put it out on social media and we went all over the city and we stood on the sidewalks and set up a table. And whoever walked by, we offered to give them a chess board, and a lot of them took it, and so we offered them free chess lessons. They got a book, they got a water bottle, they got a newspaper, and they got free chess lessons. And so we're going to be starting to teach them chess lessons in January.
So I love this idea of chess as a platform to gain the skills to apply in all parts of life. We've spoken only about chess, but you also do really cool things outside of chess. You play the harp, you play the piano, and by the way, I listened to some of your songs on YouTube and it's just beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And the music in this podcast is actually played by Sarah, so stay tuned till the end. And in the time of COVID, you've taught yourself to play the flute. Do you see parallels between chess and music? And do you think the skills you've learned in one have helped you in the other?
Yes, because in music and chess, you have to be confident. Because, for instance, in piano and harp and flute, you have to trust that your fingers know where to go after all your practice. And in chess, you have to be confident that after all your practice, you can execute your hard work. And you can put it onto the board and make tactics and force your opponent into a trap. And you have to study for both a lot. And I have to anticipate what the next move is going to be in chess, or for music, what the next note is going to be.
You're also a competitive golf player. You also do ballet, among many other sports. Tell me a bit about the similarities you find between a mental sport like chess and physical sports.
In golf and chess and ballet, you have to practice. And you have to do your technique right. In chess, you have to practice certain techniques and make sure you know what to do in certain positions. And you also have to have good sportsmanship. And in golf and ballet, you have to have your technique right. And in golf, you have to have your technique right to execute a proper swing so that you can get the ball into the green and one or two putt. And you have to have discipline, lots of discipline.
How do you simultaneously manage all these different activities?
I'm homeschooled, and that helps me manage my time a lot because I can go on my own pace. And in chess, you have to manage your time. So I think managing your time in chess and homeschooling are alike because you both have to manage your time.
Speaking of school, I heard you already know trigonometry.
I'm finishing Algebra 2, and then I will be going into trigonometry. And I go to Kumon. So basically, Kumon is a math and reading program where you take a placement test, and then they set you where, based on your placement test, you are academically. And I'm on the platinum level in reading and math.
That's incredible. I mean, you're doing high school level subjects already.
I'm scheduled to finish Kumon by 8th grade.
I remember I gave you a chess puzzle once that I thought was pretty tricky, and you solved it in like 10 seconds. So I believe it. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a Supreme Court judge so that I can make sure the law is applied fairly to everyone.
Finally, any words of advice for young girls just starting out chess?
Something that helps me in chess is being able to self-study. And what I mean by that is you can study using chess books, you can study using flashcards, because I make flashcards, and I make flashcards of mate in ones and mate in twos. And you can also play games online, since we can't do anything in person right now. And I really read chess books, and I think reading chess books is really important. Chess is a great sport to play. You can play with so many different people, and you can play with your family, you can play with your friends, you can play with anybody, and it helps you practice effective thinking. So instead of reacting to a certain situation, because you might be in a difficult situation and you might want to react, instead of reacting, you can think about it and respond effectively.
Great words of advice. Well, Sarah, you're doing amazing things, you know, both in your own chess as well as all the other activities you do and in school, and inspiring other people to play chess. So thank you so much for joining me, Sarah.
Thank you for inviting me. I had so much fun.
This was a conversation with Sarah Ramson, a founding member of Chess Girls DC and leader of the Chess Club. The music you're hearing is Sarah playing on the harp. You can learn more about Sarah and the organization at chessgirlsdc.org. Stay tuned for more conversations with more inspirational female leaders. See you next time.